This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The House of Representatives Judiciary Committee has voted to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress for not releasing an unredacted version of Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller's report on Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. The vote was along party lines and passed 24-16. The next step is a floor vote in the full House. Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler had subpoenaed the report, but Barr had refused to send an unredacted version to the committee. Nadler said that Barr and Trump are attempting to usurp Congress's place as a co-equal branch of the U.S. government.
It's an attack on the ability of the American people to know what the executive branch is doing and to have responsible government. It is an attack on the essence of our democracy, and we must oppose this with every fiber of our being.
The vote came after President Donald Trump had invoked executive privilege over the entire Mueller report. A Justice Department statement said after the vote that Attorney General Barr had made extraordinary efforts to provide Congress and the public with information about the special counsel's work. The United States has imposed sanctions on Iran's metals sector as tensions escalate between the two countries. President Donald Trump issued the executive order Wednesday in Washington. A White House statement says it covers Iran's iron, steel, aluminum, and copper sectors, the Islamic Republic's largest non-petroleum-related sources of export revenue. Earlier, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said his country will suspend its compliance with prohibitions of stockpiles of enriched uranium and heavy water imposed as part of the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. Trump pulled the United States out of that deal a year ago, and the U.S. has imposed sanctions on Iran since. This is VOA News. U.S.